Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd almost had to burn his house down last night, Todd.
So I posted this picture of a snake that Christy found near the
By the way, the picture of the snake looks bigger than what you described it actually was to us.
Yeah, it was really very small. It was less than a foot long and probably about skinnier than your pinky.
Yeah, the photo you sent made it look like it was gigantic.
Yes. Well, where are his 40 buddies, though, you know?
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. That's a question. Burn it down.
Right. Now, I love you said you were afraid to post it on social media before. I saw it on social media. You told us in the text. But you asked, you said, I probably regret this. Like the third thing on there was, can you smoke it?
Yeah. I figured I'd post it up there and maybe someone after 37, hey, it's a trouser snake.
Nope rope was the question.
What was it called?
Nope rope.
Yeah, that one got posted about 19 times.
The consensus seems to be it's a decays brown snake. And they eat bugs and stuff.
Harmless.
And I'm amazed at how many people, their instinct. Yeah, kill it. Chop it up into pieces.
Well, maybe not a little one, but still, they're going to get. The reason is they don't want to get in the house and crawl around in places you don't want to be.
Yeah, I don't mind one snake. I don't want the whole town moving into my house.
I looked into it because I learned now over the afternoon there are 4 venomous snakes in the state of Nebraska.
I went down that rabbit hole after you sent us that
and
photo,
what
too.
What are they?
That was none of them. There's the prairie rattler, and that's predominantly out west. There's another kind of rattler that hangs around the southeast portion. There's something called a Massasauga or something. That's in eastern Nebraska. And then
that's kind of where you're at.
One other rattler that's only been seen in Gage County, which is Beatrice, and Richardson County, which is Fall City.
Prairie rattler, timber rattler, western Massasauga, and a copperhead.
That's right. The copperhead, I think, is the one.
When's the last time you heard anybody get bit by one of those?
So what did you do with it?
Oh, it was faking like it was dead. No, it was upside down. So then I poked it, and it turned right side up, and that's where I got the picture. You could see the pattern behind it.
It goes,
and then
saw it.
I was going to take a little shovel and heave him into the, we got the back 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neighbor's yard, I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, a little jungle beyond our yard.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And as soon as the shovel hit the ground, it slithered away into the woodshed.
Go into the woodshed and see his 40 buddies.
Yeah,
just hanging out in your shed?
Is it a baby, and are the other ones bigger than that?
The speculation from people. I don't know for sure, but I could ascertain the people who seemed to know what they were talking about.
Right.
And the people who seemed to know what they were talking about said that's full size. That's a full-size little snake.
Okay. So you might see it again.
Or 40 of them as buddies, right?
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
They're not going to hurt the dogs.
No, not that part. Just getting in your house.
It might wrap around your leg when you're out there.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not long enough to wrap around your leg.
Crawl up your pant leg. Your flying pants, man.
Right, it could do that, I suppose.
Or into your bed at night after it moves into the house.
Butthole, too. Looks like small to a butthole,
I don't think that's the kind of snake that seeks out
your
butthole.
They like to burrow.
Those are the trouser snakes.
Yeah, what were we talking about before? There's some kind of animal. Maybe it was some nature film
some
I was watching.
Butthole brown snake.
Hyenas go butt.
It was some kind of sea snake. that dwelled in the anuses of sponges or something like that.
Whoa, is this why you were shrooming when you were watching this?
How do you know where there's a sponge's butthole is?
Well, I watched the whole little documentary, and there's a little opening in the back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So somebody sent us a video of a woman, speaking of buttholes, a woman, somebody did a competition of the prettiest butthole in the
country. Were you able to find the picture?
No. But she's a Nebraska girl
right.
who apparently has a flower tattoo blooming from her butthole, and she won.
Like a lotus tattoo. This is supposed to be like a state of Michigan competition, but this woman apparently drove all the way to Michigan.
On her flower, too,
to enter the most beautiful butthole competition.
Are you and a won. Lifelong penicillin if you have a butthole tattoo?
Well, I want her to call.
I want to see the picture.
I want to see
America's most beautiful butthole. Yeah, Tyler's right. There's supposedly a lotus flower is tattooed somewhere over the butthole.
That's
this woman. The woman was describing the competition, and she was saying it's about the shade and the best. This is guys and girls. We don't want to see the guys. But they said the shade, and she said the way the spokes are. I love she called them spokes because I guess that would be look like spokes.
Yeah.
And then she said the woman, the one, drove from the whole way from Nebraska, and some jackass co-host of hers said, well, it's a cornfield on her butt. Yeah, great. Because there's no other cornfields anywhere in the country except for Nebraska. And she said, no, it's a flower, and it kind of grows out of her butt, and she won. But that was a bad video, Todd, because they should have showed us.
Yeah. They absolutely should have.
It made no sense.
How long does that hurt if you get a tattoo on your
body? I don't know. When I got my tattoo, my guy was really cool, and I asked him, I said, have you tattooed everywhere? He goes, yeah, when I was an intern, he goes, I had to tattoo everywhere you can think on a person's body. So I never did even ask about that part, though.
How would you wipe? Because it doesn't heal within a day.
That's a great point, Nick.
Liquid diet for a few days?
And you just don't wipe. Yeah. You're not going to wipe at all.
You just have. I know sometimes they put like that cellophane over them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
a day.
I had that over my arm. Yeah, but yeah, you just put right into the cellophane, right?
Instagram link that was sent to us.
Yeah, it's just a video. You saw the same thing I did. Yeah,
I would suggest you click on the host name Stephanie Maddow.
Does she show hers?
Well, she has a nice little gallery going.
Okay, all right.
As nice as Instagram can be.
But if you know the girl, because our listeners are pretty good about this, especially if she's anywhere from Omaha and Lincoln, this area, that has a flower coming out of a butthole, not just stuck in there, a tattoo.
A tattoo of a lotus flower.
Yeah.
In and around
Wouldn't you
the
be
butthole.
A stripper? Wouldn't you be a stripper?
Well, you got to want to show it off.
Right.
Yeah, I think you don't get that to just go work in a cubicle somewhere and never show it to anybody.
They should also have a category of the nicest natural butthole.
Yes.
Because who doesn't like a nice natural butthole?
Well, that's why they bleach
them. Well, if you
want to
compete, you don't want to have to get a tattoo.
Right. That's setting a pretty high bar.
Yeah.
Is that Stephanie Maddow, M-A-T-T-O?
Right.
So it looks like she's the girl that sold her farts in a jar.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Right.
She name did sound familiar.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said looks like it, Nick. You recognize
it? I Googled it.
Okay.
You look like the kind of girl that would
I bought farts off that chick.
Right. Jars of farts. And that's a compliment.
That's a great band. Jars of Farts, right?
Google history is completely screwed.
Yeah, I was Googling this up trying to find a photo of this, and instead now I'm down a Reddit thread rabbit hole about how to actually do tattoos.
Around your butthole?
Around the butthole, yeah.
Yeah, but
well, we have a lot of tattoo artists. Listen to this program. Well,
this is a forum for tattoo artists, and the original question was, hey, I'm supposed to be doing this. Any advice? Because I've never done this before. And then a bunch of other tattoo artists checking in and going, hey, do this. A lot of people said to put like Vicks under your nose because it's going to, might smell.
Yeah. Oh, while you're tattooed the butthole?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're working in Stink Town.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah, well, just don't fart. You're not really going to,
Well,
how long does the tattoo take?
It took a while.
Oh,
you know?
That's probably
so for
more
hours.
Than,
you're going to have to fart.
That's probably more than one session, don't you?
You're
think?
We're going to have to fart, Nick. Right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how the pain. The pain must be unbearable because you know my shoulder one didn't really hurt that bad, but any sensitive part on people's body they say is one of the worst pains there is. When you get tattooed.
And that's so, one of the most sensitive parts of your body.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, another person says it's a good idea to have a headlamp on.
Oh, sure. Oh.
Just like you're going into the cave.
You're going mining, yeah. Right, exactly, right. Yeah.
And then finally somebody commented where, and this is where I'm at, this guy's like, I can't sleep and I'm scrolling Reddit reading about butthole tattoo logistics. Please help me.
Well, somebody, maybe not even the winner, but somebody that's had that done or knows somebody that's had that done and not could let us know how that feels. It's just got to be really painful. You know?
That seems like a thing that you do just for yourself.
Unless you're a stripper.
Right.
You
yep.
know, or a porn star. That, you know.
But
you
even
know,
if you do it for yourself, you can't see that. You're not going to see that tattoo every day.
You gotta squat on a mirror every day.
Like, yeah.
You better I don't want to see that either.
John Cena tattooed down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get up, look in the mirror at it, you know. Just pull out the crusties.
Yeah, that's always been one of my biggest issues with that. Like, if I'm gonna get a tattoo, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Well, like, get one on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want other people to see it too.
Yeah, like you know, people to get a whole you know, the whole back done. It's like how often does that get seen by people?
What if you get a little Packers logo right where people put teardrops?
And would you kill a Packer fan, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, it was on the same way. I wanted the tattoo on my arm so I could see the damn thing. And then if you were go sleeveless, people could see it too. But you're right, I get people wanting a big back tattoo, but you better be a guy that stays in shape where everybody's going to want to see your back a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, a rock star that's thin, or if you're at the beach all the time, or you're
a power bottom.
You're a power bottom. But,
I mean, if you're Tommy Lee and you're shirtless on stage every night, I get the full torso back tattoos because then, it's part of the look and people see it. But
well, which is, I'll tell you the weird one I always think is Ben Affleck. His back is totally done with all kinds of colors. And as an actor, he probably has to not have that showing. That's a lot of makeup.
Oh, they probably got to cover it up once in a while.
I think for most roles that he has, even if he's shirtless, they're probably digitally removing that because it doesn't fit for the character.
Nowadays they're doing that, but before digitally removing stuff, there probably had to be full-on makeup.
Yeah. That's a dumb tattoo.
Yeah,
His is really crazy looking, yeah.
Well, but didn't Stephanie Love tell us even for some porn shoots, they digitally removed a bunch of her tattoos?
Not anymore, though. She's basically just, they don't even want to hire her unless she's the people that don't. A lot of people don't like tattoos.
Well, that was why Pete
Davidson. Reveling in that now.
Right, there are some companies that don't like a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah. If you notice on SNL there the other night, Pete Davidson, there was one that beach sketch.
Yeah, he still has some.
Well, you could see some of them were in the process of being removed.
Yeah, he's slowly. And he looks like just a graffiti board. They're ugly, man.
Well, he said it was affecting him getting jobs acting.
Right.
All those weird, dumb tattoos everywhere were costing him roles.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had to start getting them taken off.
So, we're looking for the girl with the prettiest butthole.
Apparently, she's from around here.
I would have said that yesterday, too, for that matter. But now we have a real reason to look for her. And Greg Warren and Colleen will be here a little
later.
Great
rap to lay down at the bar sometime this weekend, though.
I'm looking for the girl
with the prettiest butthole.
Yeah,
they get you.
This guy, I have a tattoo on my right butt cheek that says your name.
Your name?
Oh, I thought it's Todd. What's the Todd and Tyler guy's in Wichita? Where's his at?
It was on his shoulder.
It's on his shoulder.
I just saw him.
Okay, Joe.
This guy, it probably just says your name, so you can say, hey, I have your name tattooed on my ass. Yeah, but he goes, no, you don't. Then he pulls it down and it says your name.
How often does that get you laid, Joe? Let us know. You didn't say, don't say my name. Okay, so let me know, Joe.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.